From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of two theories about Kedusha. We know that Kedusha is the third blessing of the Amidah. If you have a minyan, for Shmon Esrei, for the congregational devotion, then you say Kadosh, Kadosh, everyone puts their feet together, everyone sort of jumps up a little bit three times to say Holy, 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 Kadosh, 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 Sem Sfakot, Meloch HaLaretz Kvodo, the whole earth is filled with His glory. Also, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, blessed is God from His place. These verses come from Isaiah, they come from Ezekiel, and very important. Then there's a third verse that comes from the Tehillim. Yimloch Hashem Olam Olkai Tzion Dover Dor Aluka. The comes from Tehillim, I think it's 146. And then we say in the morning, davening. Now, the question is that third verse an important part of the Kedusha or not? And ultimately, what is Kedusha all about? So what is Kedusha? Nekadesh Shimcha Bo'olam, or Naritzach V'Nagdishach, Noam Siach Sod Sofrei Kodesh. We will make your name holy. We will sanctify your name like the holy angels do. Now the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean we're going to do it like they do? Are we simply going to mimic what they say? They say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Isaiah says that the angels say one to another, Holy, Holy is God. So we'll say Holy, Holy, Holy is God. The whole earth is filled with His glory. And Ezekiel says that the angels say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo. So we'll say Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo. And that's the essence of Kedusha, is to repeat the words that the angels say. Or no. We're going to sanctify God like the angels sanctify God. The angels sanctify God, Kadosh, 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 Holy, Holy, as Isaiah says, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, as Ezekiel says. And we are going to sanctify Him like it says, B'divrei Kodeshecha. Like it says in the Psalms, when David, who has the authority to praise God, because he's the Im Zemiros Yisrael, he's the pleasant, the sweet singer of Israel, we're going to use his words, because that's how we're going to do it. In other words, there are two ways to look at it. Either we will sanctify your name the way they do it, and here we go, we're going to say the same words they said. And the essence of Kedusha are the first two sentences where we quote Isaiah and Ezekiel. Yeshaya and Yechezkel, or no. The essence of Kedusha is the third sentence. We're going to sanctify you like they sanctify you. They sanctify you with Isaiah and Ezekiel verses, and we're going to sanctify you with the Pasuk in Tehillim, because that's what human beings say. We say, Yimloch Hashem Olam, L'kayach Tzion, may God reign forever, God for in Zion, L'dor v'dor l'kayach, will praise you forever and ever. Haluka. That's what we're going to do. We're going to praise you here in Zion. That's the essence of Kedusha. Now, what difference does it make what the main part of Kedusha is? Well, it's a halachic question. Let's say you're in a certain part of davening where you don't really want to talk too much, but the congregation is saying Kedusha. You're in the middle of a Shema. You're at the last paragraph of the Amidah. You're, Elokai Netzor. You're in a part of davening you don't want to talk. But someone says, but the congregation is up to Kedusha. They're saying Kadosh, Kadosh. So the law is, you can say Kadosh, Kadosh. They're saying Baruch Kvod Hashem Kamo. You can say Baruch Kvod Hashem Kamo. What about Yimloch? Is Yimloch the essence of Kedusha? Or at least an equal partner? Or no, Yimloch is not that important. So the Mishnah Berurah says only the first two sentences, not the third one. And they quote in the footnote, Shaar Tzion, Magen Avraham, and the Vilna Gaon. They think it's not an important part of Kedusha. In other words, the whole Kedusha is simply to mimic the angels. However, looking at Baraitev, he quotes Vagos Yud Nun, whatever that stands for, Mashma She'onin Gam Yimloch, that no, you can interrupt for Yimloch too. It's also part of Kedusha. Not saying as radically as we're saying, he says it's part of Kedusha. Rabbi Ezra Bick, in his book on Shmon Esrei, says, no, that should be the halacha. Because that's the essence of it, is that we're doing it. That's the whole thing. However, it is interesting to note that in Tosefta, it doesn't sound like the second suggestion. It sounds like only the first two lines are important, because in Tosefta it says that, you know, that if you're in the middle of the of the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't interrupt. Rabbi Yehuda says that we could interrupt for Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kvod Hashem Kamo. That we could say with the Chazan. We could say that with the Chazan. It sounds like Yimloch is not recited with the Chazan. You just let the Chazan say it. Maybe they read the Tosefta like this, that the question is, do you join the Chazan for his Shemoneh Esrei? So they say. So it says, the Inmodim, you don't really join together. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, for Kadosh and for Baruch Kvod Hashem, you should join in with the Chazan, which is what we all know and do, but Tosefta said it first. Doesn't mention Yimloch. So the Be'er Heitev does mention that Tosefta sounds more like Kadosh, the Yimloch is not part of Kedusha. But one might suggest that it not only is part of it, the essence of Kedusha is that we're going to do it our way. The third line is the most important line of the Kedusha. So, two versions of the Kedusha, two different meanings. What is our role in life? Is our role to play the same role as the angels, to be like the angels? Or is our role to do it the human way? We're going to learn from the angels, but in the end, we're going to do it the human way. We're going to pray Him. We're going to praise Him right here, Olam, in this world, and in Zion, on this actual world. And hopefully, we'll bring the holiness not only to the heavenly chambers and God's throne, but also to Zion as well. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, for today's discussion. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the Parsha. And thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Bethel Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.